Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're
again, Kamala Harris is talking about the red line of Rafah, that it would be a huge mistake for Israel to go into Rafah and completely wipe out Hamas. I'm telling you, folks, the politics of all this is not helping at all. Because if Israel has to allow Hamas to sort of, you know, go back, lick its wounds, and reconstitute, they will be back. There's just no doubt about it. And Kamala Harris, I don't know, maybe they're trying to give her some street cred or something to go out there and make such a bold statement. It's a red line for Rafah. Folks, welcome back to the program. Hour number three is launching right now, heading into the stratosphere for our bird's eye view of the U.S. and the overnight, of course. Glad to be with you. Kyle Warren with you, of course. 949-822-7959 is the number to call. If you'd like to be part of the program this morning, we'll open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour. You can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message this morning, we've already heard from many of the listeners. We appreciate it very, very much indeed. You know who else we appreciate very, very much indeed is Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And Denise, what do you think about this red line Rafah stuff that's happening?
You know, it's really remarkable. We're supposed to be speaking of one voice when it comes to Israel. And suddenly the Democrats have reneged on that. The question is why. And it really comes down to politics. They don't want to lose Michigan. They don't want to lose New York. They don't want to lose Illinois. And they would rather ingratiate themselves with these groups than to speak with one voice when it comes to Israel. They're finding an excuse. The other piece is, I haven't heard Kamala Harris and I haven't heard Joe Biden talk, have any kind of substantive conversations on Egypt and Jordan. And they play a large role in this with the Palestinians. And it's also, too, very fascinating that they talk about Hamas and then they say, and other groups. But I never hear the press talk about who are these other groups that have joined with Hamas. Well, they're the Palestinian Islamic Jihad. And they won't say that because they don't want to put any part of the Palestinians in the same bucket as Hamas. Netanyahu is exactly right. We're going to do this without you.
Right.
We'll do a gesture. You want us to send a delegation to the United States to talk about our Rafah operation? Okay, we'll do that. But I think that Israel is probably not going to tell the United States everything that it's going to do or its full plans in Rafah. Because they can't trust the United States not to warn, those that are in Gaza, in Rafah, and most of all, Iran. So there is now a colossal distrust between Israel and the Biden administration, and I agree with that.
Well, you know, you mentioned about, you know, they will go it alone, and, you know, there's a proximity factor involved here as well. Hamas and the Arab states and anybody, other terror groups or whatever, that would ever come against Israel, they're not on the other side of an ocean. You know, they're right there in the local area, basically. I mean, to have self-preservation kick in is an understatement. Israel has no choice but to defend itself. And here in the States, and then certainly at the floor of the Senate where Chuck Schumer made a speech, you know, you can say, well, it's kind of a, it's more of a philosophical problem that he's talking about. But for the people of Israel, this is somebody's at your door and they're trying to kill you.
Well, for Israel to go this alone, and it appears that they really don't have any choice but to go it alone, it will also send a message to the Arab states. We are strong enough and we are resolute enough to do what we need to do to defend our country. And shame on you, Arab states, for not joining in to regain some kind of peace in the Middle East. So this is a much larger message than it is to the Biden administration. It's really to the rest of the world, that this is what you do to protect your people, and this is what you do to protect your country and your sovereignty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is, you know, I don't know where we're going to be 6 months from now in all of this. You know, it's just to have this kind of a breach, you know, and to have really what is the Biden administration's policy as articulated by Chuck Schumer, it's almost like they're saying, we don't care if there's a breach at this point because we're so anti-Netanyahu, as you mentioned, I think just to try to score political points with groups in Michigan, for example.
Well, I think that Netanyahu was invited to come speak before a joint session of Congress. And I don't think that really went too far because Chuck Schumer would not allow his Senate to be part of that if it happened.
That's right. And so that tells you a lot.
It tells you everything that you need to know.
Yeah.
And you know, Israel, I've often said that they're really not putting out the right messaging, and they probably think about Chuck Schumer and this one.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome.
I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
About this program is that we have a lot of fun. We do. We're talking about some pretty serious things, my friends, on an ongoing basis here. The state of the world, the fact that it's catching on fire, all these different things is incredibly unsettling. But one of the things we try to do here is we try to put it in perspective, get it figured out, and, again, have some great music and have a little bit of fun along the way as we go through the overnight hours in America. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959. We'll be opening up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour. And, of course, we've still got Denise Simon, founderscode.com. And, you know, Denise, as I was just saying, this is a phrase that you use many times, and that is we're not in a good place right now overall. Isn't that correct?
Right.
Yeah. And it's an understatement. I mean, it just encapsulated in that phrase, I think is the seriousness by which, people wake up in the morning and they probably wonder, okay, what's the other shoe going to drop today?
And we're becoming numb to bad news. We're becoming unaffected. Our shock factor is vaporizing. So we do expect stupidity, and we do expect danger, and we do expect disappointment. And I think that into itself is shocking. So we throw up our arms and we just kind of go, oh, well, I mean, what are we going to do? It's all gotten so much bigger than the individual that the individual has said, okay, we're just going to, pull ourselves under the covers and stay there. And instead of standing up and mobilizing and I mean, that's the other part of the bad place we're in. You know, we're indifferent to it.
Well, and what do you think, though, too, in terms of indifference, you've got voters who are becoming indifferent.
That's right.
You've got voters who are saying, you know, I don't like Biden or Trump. And, you know, and so some are just saying, well, I'm just not going to vote. You know, I mean, it's getting to the point where, you know, but there are clear choices. Even if you don't like Biden or Trump as a general rule, for whatever reason, the choices couldn't be more clear as to what direction the country will go. And if you don't participate, you know, it's going to go in a really bad direction even more.
Yesterday afternoon, I was, you know, working in the garage, and I finally finished doing what I was doing. I came upstairs, and my husband's got on this channel, Freevee, and I've never watched it before, but he was watching a long series on George Washington, really kind of the life of George Washington. So I watched the last two or three segments, and I was really so struck of the difference then with their sacred honor, not only with, say, George Washington, but any of the other founders, and the what were soon to be, you know, the Americans, and where we are today. I mean, these people, you know, when the whiskey tax happened, it first happened in Pittsburgh, they were furious, absolutely furious. Well, what are we doing? We're just going to go, oh, well, we'll do it. Okay, no problem. You make those comparisons, and you just get disgusted.
Well, exactly, and it's. I think you also touched on something, Denise, too. This notion that, you know, that people are just becoming desensitized, and I think that's also part of the strategy to a great degree. It's this. It's just that every single thing is so overwhelmingly bad. And I'm not trying to be negative. I'm really not being negative. But, you know, everything's, you know, the sword of Damocles holding over our head is what's going to happen with China and Taiwan. Where is Ukraine going to, the Ukraine war going to expand into Europe? Are they really going to use a nuclear weapon? Now we've got a massive terrorist attack. And now even France has gone to their highest level of alert. I mean, you know, just at every single turn. And of course, you've got the Houthis, you've got all this stuff, you've got the war with Israel and Hamas. It doesn't seem to be. And of course, you've got the economy in and of itself. And it's like nobody can get any peace on things.
You know, when any of these politicians take office, they have to take an oath. And there's a word that jumped out at me yesterday when I was watching this thing on Washington, and the word was faithfully executed. And the word faithfully, we're not there anymore. I mean, you know, how can you, if you faithfully execute the laws, you faithfully execute your cause, in what the oath is about, we wouldn't be where we are today. You know, I mean,
right. Because somebody says, I don't like to do this because it clashes with my political agenda.
Loans, for instance.
Well, exactly.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. My political agenda is
more
opposite.
Important.
That's right. It's opposite of what the law says. So I'm going to do it anyway because I'm trying to buy votes, you know. It's like, come on, can't you see what I'm doing? You know, that kind of thing.
Article 2, Section 3. He shall from time to time give Congress information of the State of the Union and recommend to their consideration such measures as he shall necessary and expedient. He may, on extraordinary occasions, convene both houses or either of them in case of disagreement between them with respect to time of adjournment. He may adjourn them to such time as he shall think proper. He shall receive ambassadors and other public ministers. He shall take care that the laws be faithfully executed and shall commission all officers of the United States. we are in such violation of that right now. It's really beyond words.
Well, right. There's always some special interest lurking behind every rock, it seems, of every politician. And I'm going to say this, too, and that is, it just seems like you've got a lot of politicians that almost don't care what happens next, only if their cottage industry continues on. It's like they're their own brand, and as long as they can keep fundraising or doing things like that, it doesn't kind of really matter who wins or who loses, because it's just like it's a business, you know. And I think we don't have, as you mentioned before, the statesmen or the statespeople, as it were, to come in and actually do the right thing and say, you know, like it or lump it, I mean, this is the right way to go.
I can't argue with that.
Yeah, we'll see. And that frustrates people out there across the highways and byways. You know, it makes them feel like my vote doesn't matter, but it does.
Right.
Yeah, but it really, really does. And that's why I'm concerned about people who say, well, you know, I'm not happy with Trump or I'm not happy with Biden. Either they're too old or too this or too that, whatever it is. But as I said, the distinctions are so stark. I mean, you want more of the migrants fighting the uniformed military at the border to come across, or do you want to actually put a stop to stuff like that? Mm-hmm. It's an easy choice who to vote for that.
Well, and that right there is a big one. The same thing with, you know, the student loans. You know, those two things right there is a violation of really what the Library of Congress is saying, the take care clause. And we've got an administration that is not taking care. We're a nation in despair, and we shouldn't be. We should be a nation that has peace and stability such that we can show other nations, demonstrate to them how this works. And we can't do that today.
Well, that's exactly right. We almost become a laughingstock because we would take a look at other countries and say, look what they're doing. Look what happens in their own legislature. You know, and now that kind of stuff kind of happens here. You know, it's just terrible. Well, stay right there, Denise. We're coming up to the bottom of the hour break, everybody. 949-822-7959 is the number. If you have a question or comment for Denise Simon this morning, head over to founderscode.com, by the way. Check out everything Denise has to offer over there, articles and other material. We're going to come right back. Stay right there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
News update.
Quando furono vicini a Gerusalemme.
A Palm Sunday service at the Vatican this Sunday. Pope Francis presiding over the service in St. Peter's Square. In recent weeks, the 87-year-old Pope has been suffering on and off from bronchitis and flu, and in recent weeks has delegated an aide to read his addresses for him, but on Sunday his prepared text was not read at all. Easter Sunday is next week.
Gerusalemme.
President Biden at his home in Wilmington, Delaware this weekend, signing the $1.2 trillion spending bill that will keep the government funded through September. In other news, the numbers are climbing. At least 133 people killed in the ISIS terrorist attack at that concert hall near Moscow. Terrorists wearing masks and military gear storming the building where security guards did not have guns. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
We are racing and rocketing through the Monday edition, folks. Kyle Warren with you. We have a lot more to talk about with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, of course. 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. If you have a question or comment for Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, once again, welcome back to the show, Denise.
Hey, thank you. Good morning.
All right, good morning. Well, let's head right over to the telephone lines because they are lighting up. And, Denise, we've got a great treat this morning. We've got Aaron in Denver listening on the Mighty 710 KNUS. That's right. Good morning, Aaron, and welcome to the program.
Hey, Denise, Professor of Politics. Want to talk to Denise because Denise brought up Sister to the Weekend repeat of the Weekend show. She was talking about the change of leadership. I think it's Ronnie McDaniel. Is that her name?
Ronna, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she was on. What do you think about her making her debut on Mesa Depressed? What do you think, Denise?
It didn't really surprise me. I will say this, maybe, just maybe, and it's a tiny little maybe like in a thimble full, that NBC may be trying to change up their stripes here a little bit, maybe because they're losing some viewership or credibility. But then again, I've never been a big fan of Ronna McDaniel. The jury, as far as I'm concerned, is still out and deliberating here. I mean, I'll give her some credit if she really has the the guts to go into the belly of one of the bellies of the beast, or that NBC has decided to change some things up here. But I haven't formed a real conclusion here yet. I'm not liking it, obviously, but it's where we are. So I would say between Michael Whatley and Lara Trump, they've got an awful lot of work to do to resurrect the RNC for some real mission sets and delivery on those missions.
Indeed.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't watch Meet the Depressed. I haven't watched I've watched these morning shows the way Trump was treated when he was in office for 4 years. I just don't watch them, period. It's just life's too short, and I'm just glad I don't watch these shows. that gives me more time in my life to enjoy my life. And also, Denise, about this attack on the outskirts of Moscow, and apparently they captured the shooters. I don't know, Denise. I'm just very suspicious about the whole thing. I don't trust Putin. I wouldn't be surprised if Putin was behind these attacks. I wouldn't be surprised if he was behind these attacks. And I'm trying to think of the country that trying to break away from the Soviet Union. Mm-hmm. Mostly, it's a Muslim, Islamic kind of country that mm-hmm. tried to break away from the former. What's the name of that country that tried to break away from the former Soviet Union?
Well, a lot have, but this one, these fellows apparently were from Tajikistan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but there was another country that was trying to break away from
Georgia.
I think it was Georgia or it was a Muslim because there was an attack and there was a lot of people killed and they were from another.
Mm-hmm.
What's that country?
Then you have the Chechens.
Mm-hmm.
They're not very happy. Yeah. He's got a mess.
It's more like Islamic. Kind of like ISIS kind of thing, and they try to break away from the former Soviet Union and create their own country. Oh, I forgot the name of the country they try to. And of course, Putin and his military, they put a serious smackdown on them to keep them within the Russian. Yeah.
Well, let's remember, too, that we have a Biden administration and we pulled out of Afghanistan, which is, I would argue, one of the hubs for Islamic State or ISIS-K, otherwise known as the Khorasan. They kept saying over the horizon. We have over the horizon abilities. Well, I would say with what is happening in Afghanistan today, we're not whatever these over the horizon abilities is vaporized. We're not doing anything about it. Except, mm-hmm. you know, we're just putting out warnings here.
Indeed.
Well, I don't know. All I can say, Denise, is just a big pile of diabolical donkey and rhino ass. But anyway, Denise,
true enough.
Of course, Professor Politics, have a good night.
Hey, thank you, Aaron. Yeah. Appreciate it. Take care. Always love to hear from Aaron, everybody. Let's head over right now, and let's say good morning to Neil in Henderson, Nevada. Good morning, Neil. You're on with Denise.
Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
I was watching Ocasio-Cortez this morning. Tapper's early morning show. I don't like her politics, but the district that she represents, that's where I'm from. You know, I'm familiar with the people that live there. And ironically, it is not a liberal stronghold. The people that live there, for the most part, are conservatives. The fact that she represents that district is evidence to me of the corruption and fraud in our election process.
Mm-hmm.
I think some Democratic boss was able to get her installed. She primaried out an old established Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
When he lost to her, he just giggled and rolled over and said, oh, she beat me. It's ridiculous. I would give her credit for one thing, though. whatever she says, she is loud, unambiguous, and to the point. And she does not deviate from the party line. And I have to give her credit for that. And I want to compare that, okay, to ex-President Trump. And I'm voting for Trump, all right? But I am just hoping when it comes to the issue of abortion, he gives us leadership and direction. He defines the narrative. I don't want to see him interviewed by Caitlin Collins again and have her ask him the same question four times. Mr. Trump, will you endorse a national ban on abortion? He would not answer the question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Step up to the plate, answer the question. It's an easy question. All right?
Mm-hmm.
There can be no national ban on abortion. Why can't he say that? He can follow up by saying the federal government does not have the constitutional authority to regulate abortion. It is just that simple. Why don't we get that leadership from him?
Good question. What do you think, Denise?
I don't disagree. I mean, he's waffled on that one. He's also waffled on TikTok. There's a couple of things that he's kind of waffled on. And he's playing what he thinks to be the safe game. But it may be a political choice, because here he needs to ingratiate himself with those that could possibly vote for him on some of these issues because of his position.
Right. See, that's the thing. It becomes a political issue.
He's become a politician.
Yeah.
Yeah, it may be calculated according to their polling research.
Yeah.
I think it's an incorrect, calculation. Doesn't lose anything by saying that. He's just defining the guidelines. Unfortunately, 95% of the people in this country do not understand the Constitution. Mm-hmm. He can be instructed, and he can be an educator, and he's got the platform to do that from.
Right, and so, by the same token, the Democrats say they're going to have a national referendum on abortion, making it, enshrining it basically in law.
Well, getting back to square one, it's a state rights issue.
Mm-hmm.
State governments are obligated to regulate abortion. It ends right there. They can.
I agree with you. I mean, so many of these things are states' rights. Voting is. The federal government has no
authority.
Correct. No jurisdiction.
That's
on
right.
Voting.
Well, Neil and Henderson, we appreciate the call very much. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Yeah. Thank you, Neil.
Thanks, Neil. Take care. And Denise, thank you so much.
All right,
we got a lot going on this morning, and
we'll
talk to you tomorrow. Take care.
Good morning.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com. We are coming right back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Stay right there.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue through this Monday edition. And we have a lot more to tell you about and talk about, of course, as we do that. And, folks, we've also got Chris Markowski here at this time of the morning. We have Chris Markowski from WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. That's the website. Head over there. You can find out all about Chris. You can find out about his radio show, also his podcasts, and much, much more. That's WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. And once again, good morning and happy Monday, Chris.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, I'll tell you something, Chris. You know, I love to ask you about this kind of stuff because it keeps coming round and round and round. And that is, there's an interesting article out there saying that the BRICS countries are inviting all countries to join it to come in and get rid of the U.S. dollar. I mean, we hear this in some incarnation, it seems like every couple of weeks or so. I mean, is there any real substance to this kind of thing ever really happening?
No, I mean, not as it stands. Why would you take a look, I mean, at our situation here in the United States and how indebted we are, you know, based upon, you know, our GDP and the treasury issuance and our budgets moving forward. You also take a look at the size of our economy, and you're going to compare this to a group of, you know, countries that, again, have their own issues in it themselves. And they can put together whatever they want, but to think that the world is going to, you know, move in that direction, I think is, silly. I really do. They got their own issues, and not to mention the fact that it's not a free floating currency. When it comes to China, they control it. No, I don't see that as a possibility at this point in time. I mean, they thought that was going to be an issue for a while with the euro, And, you know, again, it's an alternative, but it's not really an alternative. So, no. You know, I mean, there's two major global currencies, and you also have, you want to throw in the Swiss franc as well, but no, there's not going to be any chance that these nations are going to be able to, unless they completely change the way that they govern themselves.
Well, exactly right. And certainly when it comes to African nations, we know that countries like Russia and China are very interested in the African continent, for example. But no, I do appreciate being able to ask you about this kind of stuff, because it's always sort of put out there like, you know, watch out, this can be a real huge problem, you know, but it just to dethrone the dollar would really take an awful lot. Also, you know, we talk about Boeing a lot, Chris, and they've had their share, obviously, of huge issues. Well, NBC News is reporting that some travelers are starting to change their flights because they don't want to be on a Boeing aircraft. Now, as you said in the past, a lot of this goes to maintenance, but how does Boeing, you know, even begin to address this? I mean, it's hard to think of not flying on a Boeing aircraft. I mean, it's probably the one you're going to get if you fly somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, for sure that happening to some degree, but, I mean, the story is, for the most part, is kind of gone away. You know, I did hear some news this past weekend where, you know, they're actually going after United as well for maintenance issues, and they may not let United expand their routes. And, you know, again, this is the government meddling in things. It's going to make things more expensive. Wasn't too long ago, JetBlue wanted to merge with Spirit in order to increase their routes and greater efficiency. They shot that down. Now we're told that there's going to be less routes, less planes being delivered to airlines. Meaning what? Meaning prices are going to continue to rise when it comes to airfare.
Very interesting indeed. Yes, and I just know that obviously there, you know, you've got Boeing that has had so many problems. You know, it just seems like it's starting to kind of spiral. You know, is this a PR problem they have, or is it, in other words, how did they prove that whatever it is that they're doing or making or maintaining, you know, is going to be up to par?
Yeah, I mean, well, they have, there's no doubt about it, they have an issue. You know, I think one of the best things they're going to do is they're going to count on Americans forgetting. And, you know, as it was a big story, you know, a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, not so much anymore. They've got their, like I said, they're too big to fail company. They got their friends in the media, and you know, they could, you know, run some more advertisements to make stories go away.
Well, indeed. Well, talking about making things go away, a lot of people want to see the interest rates go away. There's an interesting article out there today basically saying, you know, it's not a done deal yet that there would be a rate cut, but I think the market certainly is baking it into what we're seeing happening, you know, these days. They're completely anticipating this. If it doesn't happen, wouldn't that be kind of a huge problem for the market?
Well, I think the Fed already said that they're probably going to lower at least three times this year. So that's, yeah, it's kind of baked into the cake at this point in time. I really don't see them changing direction. I think that they also see some of the underlying weakness in the economy, too, in regards to retail sales and some of the flashing lights here and there. So, I think that they'll probably move forward with that this year. You know, the market's kind of, you know, we talk of maybe more happening this year. I don't know. Like I said, try to focus, you know, keep your focus on the quality of the companies that you own and where they're going to be 5, 10, 15, 20 years from now, rather than what's going to happen over the short term.
Well, one of the concerns was that the bond market seems to be getting, I think, the inflation can actually be exacerbated by the government spending, of course. And that's one of the things too, that if you don't get that under control, you're not going to be in any position to really have I think the economy or the consumer out there feel confident about what's happening in the economy. And so again, but neither politician or presidential candidate is going to be able to really affect that in going out the gate. This is going to have to be a much larger policy assault, as it were, and that's in some ways not going to be very popular. But I think if, for example, if you have President Trump out there and he starts really hammering on the spending and the national debt and getting to the point where we're not having such huge deficits, then that will help to instill a lot more confidence out there. But folks, stay right there, because we're coming right back after the top of the hour news. Kyle Warren with you. And we're just getting started, because hour number four is coming up, which means hour number three is now in the books. Stay right there.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.